It's encouraging to see this goodly number this morning to come and to worship the God of heaven and to give Him praise and admiration that He so rightly deserves. If you're visiting with us, we want you to feel at ease as you make your visit. Encourage you to take your Bible and study with us. In a few moments, we'll be standing and singing the song that's been suggested. And if you've never put Christ on in baptism, all things have been made ready for you can make your confession that Jesus is the Son of God and be immersed into Christ for the remission of sins. Or if you need to be restored to Christ, we'd be glad to pray with and for you that your life be made right with God. If you have your Bible, if you will, turn with me to the book of Matthew and the 26th chapter. And I want to read some verses with you prayerfully, beginning, if you will, in Matthew 26, and look with me beginning at verse 33. Peter answered and said to him, "Even if all are made to stumble because of you, I will never be made to stumble." Jesus said to him, "Assuredly I say to you that this night before the rooster crows, you'll deny me three times." Peter said to him, "Even if I have to die with you, I will not deny you." And so said all the disciples. Then Jesus came with them to a place called Gethsemane and said to the disciples, "Sit here while I go and pray over there." And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and he began to be sorrowful and deeply distressed. Then he said to them, "My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Stay here and watch with me." He went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, "Oh, my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will." Then he came to the disciples and found them sleeping and said to Peter, "What, could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." Again, a second time, he went away and prayed, saying, "Oh, my Father, if this cup cannot pass away from me unless I drink it, your will be done." And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. At this time, I want to talk to us about a very important subject, and that is dealing with getting close to Jesus. And we want to examine some things that our brother read just a moment ago, and notice some things that we just read from Matthew and the 26th chapter. I want you to take note that when you look in Matthew 26, you'll find the people at that particular time in four different positions. Our brother read in Matthew 26 and verse 47 about Judas. And I want you to look in verse 47 and notice that Judas had gone to the enemies and he's betraying the Lord. Notice that this man is not with the disciples. He's by himself away from them, but he's gone to a great crowd because he's decided to sell the Lord. Then if you take your Bible, notice if you will kindly in verse 36 that there are eight sitting around the outside in a circle in the Garden of Gethsemane. So here you find the eight that Jesus told to sit. He said, "You sit here while I go and pray." Then if you take your Bible, notice that Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John in verse 36. And notice they're a little closer with the Lord in the garden. But then when you look in verse 39, notice that Jesus is all alone in the garden. But I want to speak to you about these different positions, and I desire that we keep upon our heart these different places that the people find themselves at this particular time. The first thing I want you to think about is here is Judas away from the Lord, selling him to the enemy. And I want you to think about Jesus is there in the Garden of Gethsemane. Judas would have went down the Kidron Valley over to Jerusalem to tell the people where Jesus was. And from Gethsemane, Jesus could see the torches and the people coming out at night. And if he wanted to, he could have escaped to Bethany or the other side of the mountain. But he'd been praying that he would fulfill the will of the Father. And can you imagine as Jesus looked upon the city and He saw the people coming out of Jerusalem down the valley up the side of the mountain where Gethsemane is located, and there is a great mob of people. And then I want you to think about how far away Judas is from the Lord. He had gone over to the city because he was wanting to sell the Son of God. Then I want you to think about those around the edges. Now, they're just as close to the enemy as they are to the Lord. They could go either way. Jesus had told them to stay there, but I want you to think about being on the fringe can be a good thing if you're coming closer to the Lord, but many times when you're on the fringe, that's a bad thing because you can go away from the Lord. And so here you find that this time, the eight sitting around the edges. But then you find the three that are close to Jesus. You find the three that have gone into the garden with Jesus. But then you see Jesus. But then I want you to take note of something else. Not only do we see that they're in different positions, notice they're different in size. Notice Jesus at this time talks about that Judas had gone, and notice Judas is with a large crowd. You know, that shows me that the broad way is exactly what Jesus said in Matthew 7. There are many who go the way of destruction. Judas is with the large crowd, a large majority of them, and notice the majority is wrong because they're coming to take Jesus to crucify Him. But then, notice the eight. Here you have the eight, and notice they're larger than the three, and there they are sitting on the fringe. Then notice the three. And I wanted to notice, my friend, the closer you get to Jesus, the smaller the crowd is. Have you ever noticed the more intimate you get with the Lord, the more you study, the closer you get to Jesus, as someone has stated, there's a lot of elbow room when you get near the Lord. The large crowds trying to kill the Son of God, the eight are right on the edge, they love Jesus, but they seem unconcerned at the same time. And you know, my friend, that happens to a lot of people, but notice the nearer you get to Jesus, the smaller the crowd. You have the three in the garden, and notice the smaller the crowd, but the better the crowd. You know, I look out and there are some people, you know, that are just closer to Jesus than others. There are some preachers that I know that they just seem closer to others. There are elders and Bible class teachers, and I think you'll find this true of some young people, teenagers, that they're just closer to Jesus than others. And the reason is they have decided to put themselves there. They decided that they are going to walk with the Lord no matter what may come. They're going to be close to Jesus. But not only do we see the different positions, and not only do we see the different size, notice the difference in responsibility. I want you to think about the closer you are to Jesus, the greater the responsibility. Notice the eight, they're told to just sit in verse 36. Sit and wait. But notice when the three got into the garden, Jesus tells them to watch and pray in verse 41. They had a greater responsibility. They understood that they were to be closer, but notice the problem, though they were closer, instead of doing what they told to do, they slept. Now then, I want to take that. I want to make application in the lesson's yours. I want to ask you a question. Which group best represents you? Have you ever stopped to think that there are some people that are a lot like Judas? They're really walking with the world. And that's the majority of the people. They're with the world. But as people who claim to be Christians, one thing we cannot find ourselves doing is walking with the world and saying we're a disciple at the same time. But then there are some who are just sitting around on the fringe. And the problem with sitting on the fringe is you can become indifferent to Jesus. Remember in Revelation chapter 3 when Jesus was talking and He's talking to the church at Laodicea? And he said, I know your works. You're neither cold nor hot. I would that you would be cold or hot. If you're cold, your coldness may drive you to the fire. He said, but because you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. Jesus said, you're comfortable, but you're not convicted. And there are a lot of people that they are comfortable because they come on some Sundays, they sometimes show a little interest in the Lord, but they're not fully dedicated to the Lord. But notice the three that are near Jesus. And I want us to think about, when you stop and think about the position we find ourselves in, how many people today are just sitting around? They never do anything for the Lord except come on Sunday, and they think the Lord should be grateful for that. I'll tell you something, my friend. We need to understand one thing. We need to be grateful for God. It's a privilege to worship God. Oh, it's a duty, all right, but I'll tell you, it's a privilege to come before the throne of God. We have come because of the greatness of God. But how many people do you find, they never get excited over the work of the Lord. They just kind of sit around. You know, there are a lot of preachers like that. They just kind of sit around waiting for something to happen. Sometimes you'll find elders or deacons or members that just sit around. And I'll tell you what we need to do is be people that are drawing closer to Jesus. And when you're closer to Jesus, I'll tell you what you'll do. You'll be on fire for Him. But I'll tell you something else. When you get closer to Jesus, you're going to have a greater responsibility. Because you're going to see the need to teach others, bring the lost to Christ. You're going to see the need to do those things that glorify Him. And I'll tell you what we have to do is not neglect our responsibilities. But I'll tell you something else. The closer you get to Jesus, it means giving up things. When one is close to Jesus, to fulfill the responsibility that is upon us means we must give up things near and dear to us. Remember that Jesus said in Matthew 16, that whosoever desires to come after me, let him what? First deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Deny self means I give up what I want to do what the Lord wants. We must learn to deny ourselves. Sometimes the hardest person to deny is self. But that brings up another thought. The closer to Jesus, the smaller the crowd. How many of us, when we obeyed the gospel, thought that the world would love us? Did you ever notice the closer you get to Jesus, the smaller the crowd? I'll tell you something, and I say this with love and humility in my heart. We can look around this morning and we can see a great crowd, but do you think about how many will be back tonight? And how many will be back Wednesday night or during the gospel meeting? Or when it's time for something to be done for someone or something to be done for the work, how small the crowd gets. But what about when persecution comes? I want to know, my friend, is your faith so strong that when persecution comes, you'll be able to stand up? Remember what Peter said in 1 Peter 4? And about verse 16, he says, if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed. I'll tell you something. Sometimes what we need to do is every day, no, we're not sometimes, every day what we need to do is get up and be thankful we was able to rise. Pray to our God. And take His Word and draw closer to Him. Because I'll tell you what happens sometimes. If we're not drawing closer to Him, we're going further away from Him. And there's going to be a time that when we're faced with, are we going to stand for the Lord or are we going to deny the Lord, we need to learn that if we're close to Him, we'll stand for truth. We'll understand that when sickness comes into our lives, whether it be our own or someone else, that we draw near to God because we know that we're getting closer to God. when death comes and we've lost a loved one, that's not a time to turn away from God. That's a time to draw closer to Jesus. I've had some people come and they're mad at God because they lost a loved one. Have we ever stopped to give God thanks that they gave Him to us in the first place? And I'll tell you what we need at O'Neill. We need to get closer to Jesus. Because I'll tell you something. Each day we should get closer to Jesus because each day we're a day closer to meeting Him. Sometimes I'm ashamed of myself. How many opportunities we have and I've had that I've let go by to draw closer to Jesus. And I'll tell you something. In this year 2020, we should resolve, every one of us, to be closer to the Son of God. Now I'll tell you, the closer you get, the smaller the crowd, but the better the crowd. But if you're on the fringe today, I'll tell you what, you're in danger because you're just as close to the enemy as you are the Lord. And so many people live their whole life on the fringe. They've got one foot in the world, one foot with God, and they think that's going to be enough. And I'll tell you, Jesus never calls us to half-hearted citizenship. He says, you're either my child or you're not. And we need to get closer to Jesus. Because one day we want to be with Jesus. And God help every one of us draw near to Him. Just how close are you to Jesus? If you need to become a child of God, our prayer is that you'd come close to the Son of God today as together we stand and sing.